Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Come on, people, now! Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review, the only radio show that talks video games on all these sports talk networks once a week for an hour, for less than an hour. It's already almost 7 after the hour, so we need to get right with it. I'm Rick Tittle. How you doing? It's the Video Game Review. We talk about video games, not just sports video games, all video games. And my fellow gamers out there, we do it together at the toll-free line. Don't write it down. Dial it up. It's 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. That's what gets you in and gets you heard wherever you might happen to be listening in this great land of ours, or so foreign lands, wherever you are. We appreciate, just kidding, all that you do on the American Forces Radio Network. 500 outlets, 177 countries, our brave men and women. They're the ones that allow us to do this frivolity and mirth on the radio. So stay safe, come home soon. We're proud of you. Keep up the good work. We're on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, channel 2, and your cable provider. 35 million homes. Homes. That's right, girl. Also, the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. Did I say that? But the Video Game Review streams through sportsbyline.com. You go there, click listen live, any emails to me, rick@sportsbyline.com, and you use the email address for two things as well. The cheat code, which I'll do at the end of the game, request that. I'll look it up for you. Usually older games like to do it. Also, I give away a brand new game every show, 40 after the hour, so just about a half hour from now, and the way you win the game is by answering a very easy question I will ask you and be the second correct answer to that same email address, y'all, rick@sportsbyline.com. We are also on SBNationLive.com, and we are on Sirius XM, the Dan Patrick channel. That's 211. So wherever you might happen to be listening on the highways and byways of the lower end contig, it's great to have you that way as well. Also on the show, after I give away the brand new game, I'll let you know the release dates. There's always new games coming out. I'll tell you what those new games are going to be in, for which systems and platforms and consoles and such. So come on back on the Video Game Review and let's do this.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It is the Video Game Review. So get in and get heard, whatever you might happen to be thinking about in this video game subjects. We are here, and we would want your 2 cents is what I'm trying to say. What is going on with you? What do you got? What do you get? 1-800-878-7529. So I think it's interesting in a way when there's ever, and I try to get video games back, however you want to say it, plural or not. And when I hear about, you know, lawsuits or people just plain old, you know, blaming video games, which, you know, we have gotten a lot over the years. And, you know, we had Ted Cruz, just one of many politicians that it's just easy thing to blame. But I bring it up because there was a recent lawsuit that this weekend failed about video game addiction. And it was a class action lawsuit and a series of these also personal injury lawsuits filed across the country in the last 8 months, claiming that companies were intentionally designing their video games that would turn an entire generation of kids into, quote, gaming addicts. Yes, it's one thing if you see a kid playing way too much, playing video games, and it's something else to prevail in litigation against multi-billion dollar companies with armies of lawyers defending them, because the first of more than a dozen of these addiction suits was voluntarily dismissed this weekend, and it didn't really test the litigation central theories because the plaintiff was named Cynthia Jimenez, She is the guardian of her 14-year-old grandchild who was identified as IC, the initials, being a minor. She sued Epic Games, Roblox, Microsoft, and Google, and Nintendo, all in East St. Louis federal court last year. And the compensatory and punitive damages were unspecified. But she said, against all these defendants, that they, quote, intentional, negligent, deceptive, fraudulent, willful, immoral, reckless, and unlawful acts caused IC to become addicted to video games. Now, there are some people who would argue that, you know, alcoholism isn't a disease. You know, Norm MacDonald would say, it's the only disease where you're always happy, or the only disease where you can hook up, or all the other jokes that he had, right? But there are doctors that will show you that your everything from your central nervous system to your DNA will shift when drinking alcohol, and that you can cause yourself to make it a disease. But some people will say no. And look, most people accept it's a disease. Some don't. But to a lesser extent, video game addiction, it's something that's too fun, right? I remember Alec Baldwin telling the story, I think it was on Comedians in Cars, where he said that he would leave in the morning, his first job, and then his brothers, who had become actors, like Billy and Steven, whatever, they'd be playing wiffle ball in the driveway, and he'd come home 8 hours later and they're still playing wiffle ball in the driveway. Well, you're going to sue wiffle ball for being addictive because it was fun. Now, that's a little bit different, obviously. I mean, I remember having the guy who made the movie Second Skin on my show. It's a pretty interesting documentary about people play MMORPGs, and, you know, they would have these guild meetings, and sometimes they would form relationships online and then meet in person and actually get married. There was one guy who had a bachelor party, had the temerity to get married. And one guy said at the bachelor party, we could so be online right now. He couldn't even enjoy a couple hours off. So it goes back to everything in moderation. Do you like old fashioned glazed donuts? Because I do. If I ate 50 a day, I probably wouldn't last very long. But they say everything in moderation, religion, politics, you know, you can go on and on. You know, do you want to do anything in life all day long? Well, this plaintiff, Cynthia Jimenez, that I mentioned, she was represented by a law firm, the Bullock Legal Group out of Atlanta, and Bullock declined comment. And then when Reuters asked to contact Jimenez, Bullock said that we will not give out her information either. So according to the report, why she would, now was this just a big money grab or was something going on here? It was a 161-page complaint. She said that IC at age 7 started playing video games at an increasing and uncontrollable pace and now spends 35 hours a week playing Fortnite, Roblox, and Minecraft, and becomes enraged if he is told to stop. As a result of the gaming addiction, IC regularly requires treatment that includes medication therapy and outpatient counseling and an individualized education plan at school, meaning that he doesn't fit in with the other kids, what they're doing at school. So in that lawsuit in November, when the plaintiff's counsel sent Fortnite, and of course the company that makes them is Epic Games, the standard letter requesting that it preserve documents and information related to IC's gaming account. And so when Epic consulted its records, it found that the account was created 3 days before the suit was filed, and that the person on that account had only played Fortnite for less than an hour. So the judge, the outside counsel, Moez Caba. There's a cool name. The video game review with Moez Caba. Moez said, the false premise that IC continues to play Fortnite uncontrollably is the basis for all claims against Epic. dismiss the case for an alleged addiction. And so then they responded to the plaintiffs that he played Fortnite compulsively and addictively for 4 years on unidentified accounts, and that his grandmother can personally say she saw it. Well, maybe I'm a little bit old school, but what you do is you don't let the tail wag the dog. You don't let the kid decide what's best for him. And if you see something getting out of control like that, you put a stop to it. You wean him off. You make it a reward. I'm here with all the answers, by the way. You know, I probably wouldn't suggest going cold turkey, but that's that option as well. You don't let the video game control the kid that he becomes enraged when you tell him to get off. If he becomes enraged, it's like, okay, well, you're not playing that game for a month. See what happens then. So what this is, you know, really poor guardianship. And as I said, it's her grandson. I don't mean to pick on her, but it's, to me, it's absolutely ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And this is just the first of many that are out there for video games addictions. And as I said, you know, it's like suing the donut company because you ate too many donuts. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back on the Video Game Review.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
All right, Rick Tittle with you, and some gremlins are out tonight. You know, they say the stars at night are big and bright deep in the heart of Texas. Well, we got a couple of gremlins here and a little bit of dead air never hurt anybody. If you're still with me, we appreciate it. Coming up in the next segment, we will give away a brand new game, as we always do as well. So we will stick with that as well. 1-800-878-PLAY. Believe me, I don't like talking about lawsuits, so let's move on. I saw an article this weekend. The original release of The Thing video game didn't entirely work out, but Night Dive Studios is promising that it will, quote-unquote, fulfill the original version. They say it will play the way you remember the original game playing, but that wasn't the way it actually played. What? So the adaptation was pretty ambitious, and so they're starting to realize at Night Dive what could have been. And we know how good John Carpenter's The Thing was back in 1982. I was in high school and I saw it. Damn, how old are you, Rick? But 20 years later, 2002, Computer Artworks adopted the game and tried to make a sequel to the movie in a video game form. And it sold well, because obviously the movie was a classic, MacReady. By the way, the only thing that bugs me in that movie, the only thing at all, was the fact when he lights a stick of dynamite and he throws it at the creature, and the dynamite, the fuse is maybe halfway down, and as soon as it hits the creature, it blows up. So it's like a Semtex stick of dynamite. But anyway, the game sold well in 2002, but the critics didn't really like it. And the whole concept of any of your teammates being able to potentially turn into the thing was incredibly cool. There's no doubt about that. But earlier this month, Night Dive Studios announced that it is remastering The Thing, and I saw a recent interview with Games Radar, and the executive director is Larry Cooperman, and he said Computer Artworks was really, really pretty happy, and justifiably so, that the game that they had produced, but they were also aware of limitations, of things they could not do simply because the technology, the game engine, did not support it. And without going into too much detail, without providing any spoilers, there are some things that we were able to fulfill the original version of the developers. That's something that's really important to us. So when the people at GamesRadar said, oh yeah, like what? He'd stop short. Cooperman did not say exactly what those things were, but he did say that the game will play like the original game, but that wasn't the way it actually played. I like that quote. Like, what? It was also apparently quite important to both Cooperman and Night Dive as a whole that the spirit of the original game remained with the remaster, which led to bringing on a couple of the original developers from Computer Artworks. That company doesn't exist anymore, so they brought it in. So there's no current release date for the remastered version of The Thing, but it is expected to be released sometime this year on the 4, the 5, the Series X and S, the Switch, and the PC as well. So as we say, something to look forward to. I also saw IGN is so good with giving out walkthroughs and all the great information. That's one of the best websites there is for video games, and also does entertainment stuff too. But with Shadow of the Erdtree, with Elden Ring, it introduces us to this massive new area, the Shadow Realm, and there comes this wide variety of these fearsome new bosses. And just like the base game, a lot of the Shadow of the Erdtree bosses are found in the game's legacy dungeons, the crypts, the caves, patrol the open world. But to complete the DLC, you only will need to beat a handful, but there's a lot more if you're in search of a challenge. Now, I've said before, I've made it very plain, and I've been on the record, that bosses freak me out. It's the only thing that gives me anxiety in video games, especially when you can't run away. And what we've got from software, I love that name, From Software. What we've got from them, from Demon's Souls and other games like that, Bloodborne, are some of the most twisted, horrific bosses you've ever seen. And this one was this witch with boils on her back, and she'd split your throat 1 mile per hour, and you couldn't do anything about it. That was like one of the least ones. But just some of the names here, Diving Beast, Dancing Lion. It sounds like an Ang Lee movie. Rayana, Twin Moon Knight. Golden Hippopotamus. Ramina, Saint of the Bud.
Saint of the Bud, dude, 420.
Putrescent Knight. Ugh. Scatatree Avatar. Commander Gaius. Mesmer the Impaler, yikes. Those are the ones that are in the dungeons. In the field, you have the Ghost Flame Dragon, Gravesite Plane Furnace Golem. I think we know where that is. Loger the Beast Claw. And then the minor dungeon bosses, which I'm sure are not easy. Oh, it's a minor. It's like minor surgery. If surgery happens to somebody else. You have Demi-Human Swordmaster Ons, Chief Blood Fiend, Ancient Dragon Man, Cursed Labyrinth. I almost wanted to say Labyrinth. Cursed Labyrinth. Yori, Elder Inquisitor. Doesn't sound that scary. Death Knight. There's also a second Death Knight in the Scorpion River, and then there's the Lamenter. And so the Lamenter is in the Lamenter's jail. Now, the way they spell jail on this is the old English way. It looks like Gaol, G-A-O-L, but they pronounce it jail. By the way, Chief Bloodfriend is in the Rivermouth Cave. You do get some good rewards for this. You know, like if you... On the one hand, if you defeat the Divine Beast Dancing Lion, you get its head, which isn't bad. A lot of these other guys, you just get the ashes. You know, like the Demi-Human Swordmaster On, you get his ashes. Chief Blood Fiend, you get his ashes. Cursed Labyrinth, you get his ashes. But this is the one I like. If you beat Yori, Elder Inquisitor, he drops a barbed spear staff. And then you get that weapon. That's the type of stuff that I want. I want some weapons. That, the field bosses, the Gravesite Plane Furnace Golem, if you get that, you get Furnace Visage. Now, visage, your face, if it turns into a furnace, I don't know. But it's just a couple of things that, you know, on the one hand, they get you excited. On the other hand, to me, they give you great trepidation. It's like those Zelda games, especially Wind Waker. Link would go into a dungeon and be like, oh, and the door would close behind him. And I'm like, oh, great. I cannot play this game anymore until I get through this. And then you think you defeated it, and it morphs into something else. That's always kind of a cheap trick. All right. We're going to try and fix this audio. If not, we will carry on like this. And coming up next, we will have the game to give away and the new releases and your calls. 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us. And it looks like we got the audio problem all solved, and thanks to Robert on the other side of the glass for working hard to get it with you. And it is 40 after the hour, so it's perfect timing, guys. I have a game I have to give away. And the way you win it is just by being the second correct answer to my email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. You can also send emails to Mr. Handsome at countpimpula.org. I'll get those, but you're better off sending those to rick@sportsbyline.com. The game I'm giving away is Dark Star 1 Nintendo Switch Edition. This is for the Nintendo Switch. Let me read the blurb. Dark Star 1 Nintendo Switch Edition is a space-based action-adventure title that also delivers fast-paced action with a vast and authentic universe. Developed by Engine Software BV, published by Calypso Media. And this just came out on Thursday. So my question is, what platform is this game an exclusive on? It's not a trick question. Dark Star 1 Nintendo Switch Edition. If you can tell me, second correct answer, rick@sportsbyline.com. Rick@sportsbyline.com. you will win Dark Star 1 Nintendo Switch Edition. There's a catch. There's no catch. Developed by Engine Software BV and published by Calypso Media. And a little bit later on in this segment, I will tell you what is new this week. Hey, good looking, what you got cooking, as Hank Williams Sr. once opined, asked. you might remember video games adaptations from films and probably, and then we go the other way around as well. We saw with the HBO Last of Us, which I thought maybe the first time in history that the film was, the series was better than the game. I'm not a big fan of the Naughty Dog games. But it was announced this week, and we saw a trailer from Paramount that Saber Interactive and Paramount are going to be releasing a movie called A Quiet Place, The Road Ahead. A game, I should say, A Quiet Place, The Road Ahead. And this will be a first-person survivor horror game based on that film franchise, A Quiet Place. We saw one and two, and now we have a brand new movie, Day One, or whatever it's called. It's going back. Origin story. Saber Interactive has worked on a lot of well-known adaptations of horror films. They worked on World War Z, Evil Dead the Game, Jurassic Park Survival. They worked alongside 343 Industries. They brought you Halo 2 Anniversary, Halo 3, Halo 4 to PC. And fans of the first-person horror have had a lot of terrifying AAA and indie releases in recent years. And so, you know, we're all excited to see how the silent world of A Quiet Place will translate to video game form. With a number of first-person horror games under its belt, Saber Interactive is, they're gearing up to have a new experience to terrify fans. This is supposed to launch this year. And this is going to be on the PC, the PS5, and the Xbox Series X and S. And for people who don't know, the film came out, it's hard to believe now, 6 years ago. The first, A Quiet Place. The world is inhabited by aliens with powerful hearing who attack anything or anyone that makes a noise. And so the world goes into post-apocalyptic state, and survivors have to live in a world without sound. And the game, A Quiet Place, The Road Ahead, is going to put you into that world where you have to survive without making a sound. And, you know, some people have already begun making comparisons to Alien Isolation. You remember that horror game? And maybe a similarly terrifying experience as well. But in the reveal trailer, A Quiet Place, The Road Ahead, the protagonist is seen trying to activate a generator and open a door. The sound of the escape route opening alerts one of the alien creatures, which are gross looking, let's face it. If you haven't seen it, I won't give it away, but they're pretty gross. And the monsters attack. Main character tries to quietly sneak out. You step on broken glass, immediately attacked by aliens, showing it how crucial it is not even to make one single noise in the game. The game snapshots show handheld device that appears to measure noise levels, along with a flashlight, with a battery indicator. And if you enjoy survival horror games, you're going to want to make sure you keep an eye on this one for sure. And, you know, look, horror films usually translate well into video games and vice versa. And if you think about Blumhouse, which has made tons of horror movies, they're jumping into the gaming world this year. And so this is definitely going to have people trying to check it out, as we will. Before I get to the new releases, one more thing that I wanted to mention. Just because somebody had asked me to bring it up, because they have unfortunately lost their job in the industry. And you might remember last year in 2023, the industry reached a pretty grim milestone as there were more than 10,000 layoffs affecting programmers and beta checkers, sound designers, artists, lots of other people, lots of titles in the industry. And the trajectory of the layoffs hasn't stopped because right after New Year's, more than 2,000 people got laid off from Unity, and a lot of people from our friends down the street here in San Francisco over at Twitch. Remember, that was in February. And now, you know, we're in June, late June, but we've hit another unfortunate landmark because just 6 months into the year, the total number of layoffs has surpassed last year's total of 10,000. So, I mean, the numbers are pretty conservative. Farhan Noor has a he's a tech artist, and he has a layoff tracker. This is how we get these numbers. And from Polygon's own count, there are well over 10,000 people laid off from the video game industry across the board. But it's not an exact number, but it's still pretty devastating. You know, CEOs bemoan economic downturn from the pandemic and how AI can take away jobs. And then, a lot of makers, video game makers have tried to unionize. That's something I've seen at the Game Developers Conference. So as the unionization keeps being called more and more. And of course, a lot of people suffer the consequences of mergers and just bad leadership decisions. Now, some companies are still hiring, like Nintendo. They continue to up their employee pools. And, you know, hire and layoff cycles aren't necessarily uncommon in the video game industry. And some people say it's a really long-standing structural issue. You know, you hire big during production, and then after launch, you fire everybody. You know, for a long time, it was male dominated. Many more females are working in the industry is good. So it's not all bad. But the Jeff Keighley, who's kind of the industry's unofficial hype man, at the summer game broadcast, he said, quote, "It feels like I'm at the bottom of a pile and they keep piling more people on top of me," end quote. So, but then you look at the industry. I mean, marketing analyst Newzoo said the global video game industry was made $184 billion last year. You know, that was a return to growth, a small one, but and that was only a minor decline in 2022. But, you know, Take-Two hasn't been exactly profitable. It saw major layoffs. It spent $460 million to buy Gearbox. EA reported net revenue growth of 2% after they laid off 670 people. They called it refocusing. Sega profits are up, but they laid off hundreds after Age of the Empires 4 came out from Relic. So, yeah, I mean, you can go on and on and on and look at all the numbers. But, yeah, it's not a great trend. Let's just say that. All right, let's look at the new releases this week, Tuesday, unless otherwise noted. As He's, which is also Ashes, but they have a capital H in the middle. As He's Ashes for the PC. Dragon Eclipse for the PC. Southfield, very cartoony vegetable game on the PC. Uncover the Smoking Gun for the PC. A Little to the Left, Seeing Stars on the PC. Beyond Good and Evil 20th Anniversary Edition. It's on all the big systems. That would be the PC, the 4 and the 5, the Xbox Series X and S, the 1, and the Switch. Cozy Grove Camp Spirit. This is a phone game, Apple and Android. Frogun Encore on all the big systems and Linux. Graven. This is Xbox Series X and S, and PS5. My Museum Treasure Hunter. This is on the PC. Riven remake your phones. Super Monkey Ball Banana Rumble on the Switch. I like that first Super Monkey Ball. I got addictive back in the day. Go, Go, Jump. This is a little dog. This is on all the systems except the PC. Battle Crush on the PC. XO1. This is a space game, and it is exclusive to the PS5. Frog. And this is a frog dressed as a rogue. Frog. Or maybe they pronounce it frog, and they spell it like rogue. This is on all the big systems except the PC. Gothic, classic, Corneris Saiga, of course, card game, on the Switch. Luigi's Mansion 2 HD on the Switch. That's going to be, as they say on the East Coast, huge. Neo Sprint on all the big systems. Radiant Tail Fanfare on the Switch. Chia on the Switch. Wanderer, The Fragments of Fate. This is on the PC and the PS5. Ghost Boy on Mac and PC. Gigantosaurus Dino Sports. This is on all the systems. Quintus and the Formidable Curse. This is a little mouse on the PC. Spy versus Anya, Operation Memories, Switch 4 and 5, and finally Apex Legends, the board game. It's a board game. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back with the cheat code.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle, and we'll close out the show in our customary fashion by looking up a cheat code for an older game. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one says, this is from Benny. Benny says, the original Dark Forces, how do I get all the guns? Well, you type in all caps, L.A. Postal. L.A. must mean LucasArts, L.A. Postal, that gave you all the guns. And the interesting, too, was when you one of the other codes is L.A. Brady. And some people think that this is a Tom Brady thing. Tom Brady was I don't even think he was at Sarah High School yet when this game came out. So it wasn't for him. A lot of people think that it had to do with the Brady campaign against gun violence. If you might remember, he got shot in the head to impress Jodie Foster. It's pretty horrific. He was in a wheelchair the rest of his life. But yeah, L.A. Brady is another quote in the game. And by the way, Dark Forces, the original one on the PC. I mean, how great was that game? All right. Thanks for tuning in, and as I said, we'll come back next week, hopefully gremlin-free. Until then, play video games, and we'll see you next time right here on the Video Game Review.